Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Radio coming at you. You can call in at 516-387-1733. We're live here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us here, and also we're on Facebook Live, if you don't already know that. So, but yeah, just call in 516-387-1733, and we're going to get to some topics here covering. You know, if people don't know yet, we've got a tropical storm down in the Gulf of Mexico right on the land, getting ready to make landfall. In the United States, we got a tropical storm Nicholas, and it's already starting to take effect. You see a lot of rain coming into the South Texas area. I'm down in Corpus Christi, and it's already come a good rain earlier today, and we're expecting more tonight and tomorrow, and then it's supposed to make landfall Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday evening, so we'll know more when that comes out. Other things that happen in trucking, so a lot of truckers are worried about the vaccination mandates. And we'll dive into that a little bit. It's not a big deal, I don't think, but we'll talk about it a little bit. And then there was a poll conducted that says nearly 80% of the drivers are all struggling to find food over the road. Polls reveal. So we'll dive into that thing. We knew that was coming for a while. Thing was is that a federal ruling came across as the physical strength test discriminates against female truckers. So well, that was pretty interesting, I thought. So we'll dive into that a little bit and see what happens there. But like I said, we're here taking calls, talking about trucking, and then some, and this is Redneckinize Radio, so join us here at 516-387-1733, and check out our website at redneckinize.com. Also, we want to be able to thank one of our sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com or give them a call at 800-634-3010. You know, they're your one-stop shop for all of your particulate filters and EGR coolers, SCR units, all that stuff with the new technology for diesel exhaust systems. And they do all different size engines as well, too. So check them out, dpfregeneration.com. Give them a call at 800-634-3010. Now stay with us. We'll be back in a second. This is Redneckinize Radio.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Drop a lot of rain down into Louisiana area too. You can go check that out. I'm on the MicrosoftWeather.com, and it seems like it's getting, coming up through there like that. It's already developed in pretty strong storms. I'm over here in Corpus Christi, and it's already rained pretty hard today, and expecting more tonight and tomorrow. morning. So some roaring into us. And just everybody stay safe, you know. And what's probably going to happen is, you know, in trucking, they're going to put up a, you know, all hands on deck, just like they did with the hurricane that came through Louisiana. So, you know, start heading this way. You know, you're probably going to pick up some freight and bring it on down here. And so that's the way things happen. Is truckers just show up and do that kind of thing. So we're all excited about that to make sure that truckers are available to get that done, because we we need to get going on that stuff, because that's who we rely on, truckers. Speaking of which, there was a poll that came out. It was on the, what was it called, CDLlife.com, is that which one it was, where they were talking about a poll about struggling to find food out on the road. It says nearly 80% of the drivers are struggling to find food over the road, polls reveal. Says sit down meal anymore is the bottom line of that article. And of course that was a long time, but the poll is like a whopping 79% of truck drivers may still be experiencing issues getting food while out on the road, a recent poll reveals. The poll conducted by CDL Life on the CDL Life app asked drivers to share their experience getting food and truck stops recently, and received 465 responses from truck drivers across the country. Of those 465, a whopping 79% responded yes to the question, are you having a hard time getting dinner because truck stop restaurants are short. Of the 155 TA restaurant locations listed, 41 of these are still officially closed as a result of COVID-19. That's 26% of all TA restaurant locations that are no longer serving the truck drivers of America. These stats do not account for TA restaurant locations that are beginning to close early due to staffing issues. And it says most of the truck stops have either closed their restaurants or shortened their operating hours. Hard to get a sit-down meal anymore, lamented one truck driver at the CDL Life app user. The most big chain truck stops have closed their restaurants, added another. Says, I can still find some restaurants open in smaller areas. I work hard. Truck stops are my home, and I can't even get a decent meal most days, commented the third. And then, of course, there's a lot of comments on this actual website here. And it says, many drivers also took to the comments to share the specifics of packing food and cooking in the truck stop as a way of keep themselves. CDL Life app members aren't the only truck drivers experiencing this issue. When posed the same question, 85% of CDL Life TikTok respondents answered that yes, they had the same trouble with restaurants closing early. What have you noticed while trying to get a hot meal over the road? Let us know about your recent truck stop experiences in the comments. Please take care of yourselves out there. And this is at CDLlife.com. You can go check it out. We'll put the link in our YouTube channel, and we'll also share this article to our Facebook page. We all knew that happened during COVID as everything shut down. And there's the one thing that you see with a lot of truck stops is they close anyway. Very few Subways stay open all night, but most of the time it's always like there's chicken places. They close at like 9, 10 o'clock. Very rarely do you have the night shift personnel putting out the hot dogs and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, everybody out there says, you know, well, it's, you know, you shouldn't be eating that, trying to get home, you know, there's just no freight rolling that way, and you're relying on people that you can't really trust to get you home. So things like that happen, and it kind of sticks you with that burden. So that's there on the road, and you can't get to, you know, on the truck stops and all that kind of stuff. That's just how it is. What I see all the time is that you get, you know, you got different kinds of, like, things going on with cooking out there on the road, and people out there just don't have the time to, you know, stop and sit down and actually, you know, fix a meal. I'm out during the day or in the evening time and night shift, and I see a lot of places, they're just shut down. Everything's shut down. There's a big truck stop called Wahlberg is the name of the town, out on Interstate 35, just north of Austin. And they've got a huge truck stop, a lot of parking, and a lot of truck drivers going in and out there all night long, but most of their food places are all closed. they're only open during the day, or you know, they, by the time I get there at midnight, 12:30, they're all closed. So, you know, those that are there, you know, I'm luckily I can get there with, I've got a prepared meal that I took with me, and I just need a microwave. That's all I need. And you know, that's even scarce. There's a lot of places that don't have microwaves, so that you can heat up stuff. And so, you know, I'm luckily that they've got that, and I work it out to where I can, you know, get by there and heat my food up. But you know, all the places to get food they make, whether it be pizza or chicken or burgers or even hot dogs and what all, you know, sometimes even coffee is not made or prepared, or you know, the facility isn't cleaned up to where they've got fresh coffee. You know, drivers are just looking for a place to, you know, get some coffee, and they can't even get that because places, just like the short staff, they're short staff no matter what. They're short staff when they're coming to trying to get, you know, like just checking out the register, and those people are responsible for making sure the bathrooms are kept clean, and they're making sure that the coffee is made and all that, and they don't even have time to do that half the time. So, you know, that kind of thing happens too. So, you know, you never know about that. But I can just say that a lot of drivers, they, yeah, we get messages here. We're not working on the phone line. Not sure why. Seems to be everything's working on this end. Turned on. I did that before. I can't remember what I did. I had the mic working. Yep. I can't remember what I did. I was trying to think. Anyway, I was trying to think about what I was doing to get this fixed, and I can't remember whether I did it first or second. But I remember one time nothing was working right, and it all had to do with me adding one in and adding the other in at the same time. Something, and maybe I screwed it up. Maybe I'll have to just keep disconnecting and connect. But see if that has anything to do with it. That doesn't work anyway. Recording great on here. I got an audio recorder recording the music and everything. We're on Facebook Live too, also, and hopefully that's working good. I haven't dialed into that to see if it was working right, but I've got all the lines hooked up right, and everything seems to be working. So we're just gonna keep on with that. But yeah, what we were talking about a poll that was taken at CDLLife.com app, and it looks like they still got the question posed on there, and you can go ask it. It's, are you having a hard time finding food out there on the road? And 79% of the people that responded said that, yes, they are. And it really has technology. They very, very small amount. There's a smaller and smaller amount of truck drivers actually live off the restaurants or even fast food. A lot of drivers are buying their own stuff. They got their own way to cooking in the trucks. You know, there are several drivers that just can't shut down long enough, or they don't have a way to do that. If you're in a company truck, a lot of these big companies, they don't let you keep any kind of cooking stuff in the truck. They don't want you plugging stuff in and running electricity through there and running extra lines. They don't want you doing that. You know, some of them are putting in microwaves, but they'll let you keep a refrigerator, or even some of them come equipped with refrigerators, which means you can keep stuff, but then you got to run inside and you got to heat it up, which means you got to find a truck stop that's got a microwave. That's kind of what I do. But what I can see all the time is that the COVID shut everything down. We knew that. Nowadays, with everything trying to open back up, they're having a hard time finding people to work. Hopefully that'll stop soon. But bottom line is that it was over the years coming down the pipe. You know, TAs, whenever they built a brand new TA, TAs didn't have, they don't have restaurants, sit-down restaurants. They have little kitchens, little like grills where you can order stuff, but you can't really, there's nobody bringing you food, and there's not like, you can't get a big steak or a meatloaf or, you know, fish or whatever. You can't get that. It's fast food. That's all they had. I remember a big truck stop opened out in California, right at the bottom of the Home Pass. All it had was fast food. No sit-down restaurant at all. Bottom line it's a long time coming. I think it's down the pipe is what I think that happened on down the line, is that when the truckers started just
you know, using more of what's inside the truck, and then you just got less and less percentage of drivers actually wanting to go sit down at a restaurant. And so what that boils down to, and this is kind of what I wanted to make a point about, is that truckers need to be able to go to the other restaurants. You know, I'd like to be able to have it to where truckers can park near Cracker Barrel or Texas Roadhouse, Saltgrass, Outback, you know, wherever they can get to have a meal with everybody else. That's what I'd like. You know, everywhere I got, if I went into a town and I stopped for the night, shut down maybe somewhere where I couldn't get to somewhere until in the morning or whatever, you know, I'd like to find a truck stop that had a restaurant if I was, you know, if that mood striking me to where I wanted to get something to eat. But a lot of times when I was in the mood to get something to eat, I went to go to, like, an area to where I can actually sit down and get something to eat, like a big shopping center or a mall area where I can park the truck, and then I can have my pick of, you know, a nice restaurant, you know, maybe even catch it like a Buffalo Wild Wings or a BJ's Brew House, whatever, where I can, you know, sit and watch the ball game if something's on, you know, whatever. You know, that was always fun. Truck drivers like to be in the mix of everybody else like that. They don't want to be off by themselves at a truck stop. You know, I mean, it was nice back in the day, but these days, man, you don't even want to talk to other truck drivers anymore. You just want to sit by yourself and not have to, I don't know, sometimes striking up conversation with truck drivers is no-win situation. But anyway, you can check that out, like I said, CDLLife.com. If you got their app, you can check it out to see if they got the poll results or still doing the poll. But I'll tell you what, you know, over here at Redneck and I, we're all about making sure you get something good to eat, because that's what we do at the truck stop there at Louisville, Kentucky, at Matt's Mid-America Trucking Show. Hopefully everything's still going on. We thought that maybe something might come down the pipe here in the next month or two about canceling something, because now the president has put out the mandates, and we'll dive into that in just a second. So stay with us here, 516-387-1733, and we'll keep at it and see how things go along here. Everything's still working great, so yep. But anyway, there we go. All right. So, yeah, everybody hang out. Stay with us. Call in 516-387-1733. Don't forget to go out to our website, redneckandeyes.com. We want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. Now, they're those all-in-one app where you can check out, you know, book freight, track freight, and you can locate fuel stops and maintenance facilities, parking. They got certain deals to do that. They also have a way you can find Walmart, and that's pretty awesome. So check those out at truckertools.com or download their app from the App Store. And check us out on Facebook. And you can also, we're also on Twitter and Instagram, all that good stuff. But like I said, don't forget to go over and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate that. So let's stay with us here. We're Redneck and Eyes Radio. Thank you.
did not call home. Hear my guitar, Cadillac, and hillbilly music. Is he home to stay? Keep me hanging on. Good Lord, if he home to stay, keep me hanging on.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
On the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog, so I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was making her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog, so I cool off in the creek. And she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go over and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we really appreciate that. We're having a lot of fun doing that kind of stuff and just having a great time. So don't forget that Mid-America Trucking Show is so far still on. It has not been canceled as of yet. However, over here at Redneck and Eyes, we're just kind of speculating with each other about what might happen because, of course, last week the president came out and spoke, and, of course, he sounded pretty ticked off that people weren't getting vaccinated because he said, well, I had to get vaccinated. Why can't everybody else get vaccinated? Probably what it is. I have to do it. Why should everybody else not have to do it? I had to do it. But yeah, it was kind of funny. But we just kind of thought, you know, well, they're coming down with that. They might end up trying to cancel more stuff here lately, because if they have to require vaccinations, and of course people aren't going to do it, then they're going to like, well, I guess we're not going to have anything. You know, maybe that happens. But as of yet, nothing has happened yet. And of course, I don't know. You know, it may or may not. It all depends. You know who's going to freak out? Lawyers. That's who's going to freak out. That's who don't like it is lawyers. Lawyers do not like having to, you know, abide by rules when it comes to do with the federal government. That's what I think about it. And the other thing I think about it is that he said he was going to get OSHA to enforce that and sign, get a rule passed and all that. And I don't know about the rest of y'all truckers out there, but I think OSHA is absolute just a joke. Okay? It's a joke. All right, I've called OSHA before because I had carrier I was working for and their facilities, you know, being unsafe and not having good safety practices and all that. And I notified OSHA, and they didn't care. They don't care. Okay? It's just a bureaucracy nightmare with OSHA. You know, they only go after the people they want to go after. And good luck going after all these trucking companies. Okay? It's just silly. You know who OSHA is going to go after? They're going to go after all of the places that they know have money, like the factories, the car plants, all those places that, you know, are constantly getting bothered by OSHA anyway because they have all these unionized employees and everything. Those are the places that are going to go crazy with that. So, yeah, it is crazy. So let's see what happens here with that. I don't know. But, you know, like I said, there was a couple of articles. One that was in FreightWaves.com. They were talking about an article, and we'll dive into that in just a second. But like I said, you know, when the president came out and said that, and people were talking about they're not going to enforce it on their employees, and I don't see, especially, I don't see trucking companies that are privately owned. So, like maybe Swift or J.B. Hunt. Those companies that are on the stock, that are owned by, you know, investors, owned by like a board of directors, those may impose something because those people are the ones that see, you know, all the lawyers coming after them. Those are the ones that don't like lawyers, you know, because they are lawyers. They try to stay away from all that crap. But I can see those companies putting something in to require, but I don't see privately owned companies, you know, carriers that have 100 trucks or 200 trucks or 500 trucks and they've got one owner or a family that owns them, you know, they're owned by one family or owned by two or three different individuals, but I don't see them doing anything like that. They don't, you know, they're not concerned about it. You know, they're having a hard time trying to stay compliant as it is with drug tests and you know, accidents and insurance and all that. So, you know, they ain't got time to fool with that. You know, I can see customers maybe flipping the lid, but I don't see them doing anything later. You know, a lot of customers came out several years ago. They weren't allowing idling on their property because the government came down and said, we don't want people idling anymore. And they weren't allowing any idling on their property. Well, it ended real quick because they found out that because the drivers that come in here, they need to idle, you know, because they got stuff running in the truck. They got refrigerator running. They got, you know, if we're sitting there making them sit there for 2 hours to get unloaded, they're in there, you know, making sure their phone's charged, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, they didn't, you know, there might be still some places out there, but not a lot. So yeah, we'll dive into this in just a second here. Meanwhile, let me go to the phone line and see what's going on here. Oh, can you hear me, bud?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, good.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. How you doing? You know, I thought we had some technical difficulties, but it seems like it's working all right.
Well, you it's working, but I put my Bluetooth, because I have the earbuds, I put them in, and I got it turned up as high as it'll go, and I can still barely hear you.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to.
There's something going on there.
Well, no, what it is that, see, so I've got an audio recorder recording everything, and it's recording it very well. So I have to keep everything turned down in order for it to not get overloaded. And it comes to find out it's too low for the actual radio software. the blog talk.
Yeah, because I know even when I had you on speakerphone, it was hard to hear you.
Yeah, so that's going through that. In fact, I got it on my end, too, here. So I'm talking.
Okay, at least I know what it's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was going to do that. I just thought it was going to be pretty faint, but not too much.
Technology.
But no, I was working on trying to get, I was trying to get the settings on the audio recorder to turn down so it wouldn't be that much. But what do you call it? It's still working pretty good, you know, as far as recording.
Right.
So it's a matter of getting the website, because you know the worst part about this is that there aren't any audio controls that I can mess around with the website itself. It's all up to you.
And they want
it done their way. You know, you just send it in and do everything through the laptop or whatever. Taylor was telling me that he was doing it through, like, he was using his telephone and calling in rather than using the laptop. And I tried that, but I think you have to have a passcode because I couldn't get in.
No problem.
Yep. But yeah, it looks like Jeff got in and he's waiting too. Looks like that might be him waiting.
I can hear the two of you guys talking, but when you're on the road, that's fine. I can't hear nothing on the radio.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Jeff, what are you talking about, radio?
Like I said, I can hear you and Tim talking, but and the music playing, and the music's loud.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you're coming in every other word.
Well, the words are low because of the. Like I said, the soundboard that I'm using, it's really loud. It does everything really loud. So I have to turn it down so it does get muddled. But because I've got it turned down so that you can understand everything, it is faint on the laptop when it's hooked up to the laptop. So I was trying to get Taylor to help me out with a little bit of that, but I was trying to figure out myself more or less, but I might have to call Taylor to try to figure out how I can get that to hook up better.
Because, yeah, it sounds like you're on a microphone that's got an adapter with a quarter-inch plug on it, and it ain't matching up right.
Well, what it is that the soundboard itself, like I've got everything coming out of one line going into an audio recorder, and that's what I can hear, and everything sounds great. In fact, I have to turn it down so it doesn't overload everything. But the line that the USB going into the laptop, it's not picking up everything for the website through the blogtalkradio.com website because it's so there's no way to adjust it to let it to soak in more. You know, I'd have to crank it up hugely
Yeah, I'm even having a tough time understanding you now. So
yeah.
All right, well, I'll try another day.
Well, that's good. Yeah, keep it on. We're getting things worked out here.
All right. Bye.
Good deal. Well, there you go. That's how you do it.
Yep.
But yeah, it's coming along. Like I said,
right now, I could hear you really good.
Yeah. I got it cranked up. You know, everything's. In fact, I had to turn the mic down a little bit because when I got closer to the mic, you couldn't understand me. So I had to.
Oh, gotcha.
You know,
I mean,
you know, everything.
I know it's a learning curve trying to get everything situated and figured out. So.
Figured out, but then one of my auto recorders, it wasn't recording right, so I didn't have any good audio to put on the YouTube channel. So we were using the audio from the sound from the actual blog talk, and that's recorded at a different rate. So it doesn't sync up correctly. So it's a pain.
I see.
Yep. So I got a one of those top dollar audio recorders that you can either record like a room with an interview or whatever, or you can plug it up into a mic, and then I've got headphones hooked to that so I can hear what that's recording. So that's what I'm using.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. So So, yeah, but we got 500 subscribers, or more than 500, 513 subscribers, you know, so that's still growing. Everybody seems to be liking that, so that's great.
Yep, that's a good thing. It's slowly getting there.
And then I don't know if Facebook Live is working right. I don't know if you've seen that. I put it on live to see if that was working. It seems like it's plugged in too, but I'm not real sure how loud it is.
Oh, I see it now. Let me see.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to be able to tell much because of... Yeah, because I have my earbuds in, so I'm not going to be able to hear the volume of that, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I even got into the settings on the laptop trying to see if I can turn the mic up on that, but you can't.
Yeah.
So. I'd like to see if there was some type of, maybe I do need to download some new software. I don't know. But that's, because it seems just like I'm not able to control the input coming into the laptop, unless, you know, I can control it on the soundboard, but I can't control it on the actual laptop. So that's what's the pain in the butt.
What's the phone number for the radio show again?
516-387-1733.
Okay. Somebody was asking on the Facebook page, on the Facebook video.
Oh, yeah.
Greg says it's working. Greg's watching it on Facebook Live, so he says it's working fine on there.
There you go. Yeah. I've got it plugged in out of the soundboard. I've got a line coming out of the soundboard going into the phone, using all the audio from the soundboard, which is pretty awesome.
Right.
Yep.
I can actually put it on our TV. I hit the button, so now it's going to my TV.
There you go. That'll work.
That would be interesting.
Yep. Did y'all get a lot of rain last week, or was it the week before when that hurricane came through there?
The week before, we got a pretty good decent amount of rain. Last week, we didn't get much rain at all.
Yeah, it was the week before. That's right. That was when all that came through there, and it went through there where y'all were, and then it went on to the northeast and tore them up pretty good.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, you're actually on the...
What's that?
The only thing with the Facebook Live is just a little bit behind on the actual radio.
Yeah. Well, that's the delay for Facebook. That they do.
Yeah.
So that they don't record. They don't. They make sure it's delayed so that nobody murders anybody on the Facebook Live anymore like they do.
I guess. I guess.
Yep. Seems to be that works out pretty well. I don't know.
Huh.
There should be a way. You'd think that Facebook would come up with a way where I could broadcast, like, on a radio deal where I can take in, you know, people can come join and talk without having to, like, join. I mean, I can join people on Facebook Live, but I mean, like, just take audio, you know, through a phone line or something on the Facebook Live. That would be really cool.
Right.
But yeah, it's like I said, the only thing going on right now is the issue with the Blog Talk, you know. And I've even looked at other websites to see if maybe there was another way.
Yeah.
Where I might need to have some kind of driver with the soundboard. Because the soundboard,
yeah.
I don't have to hook it up anyway. So, yeah.
You're right here.
What else we got going on? That might be, is that?
That's Greg calling in now.
There he is. Hey, what's going on, bud?
What's going on?
I was sitting here joking about Biden. He had the vaccination mandate because he's like, hey, I got to take it. Why shouldn't anybody else have to take it? I had to take it.
Who got to take it? You got to take it?
No, Biden.
Biden.
He put out a mandate. He put out a mandate because he's like, hey, if I had to take it, that means everybody's got to take it.
Who, Biden?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can take mine, too. I think they need to sneak some antifreeze in his.
Yeah, that's great. Good stuff. Yeah, we, you know, like I was mentioning before about how, you know, we don't know if the show might be canceled, but you never know, because the one thing that these shows are run by lawyers, and lawyers don't like mandates or laws like that.
Barely. you know.
But yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I don't know what they're going to do with the show this year.
Like I said, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I don't think it'll come down to it. I was looking at a couple other people's comments, and one of the things that's impossible to enforce, you know, they're going to have, like you said, you're going to have some kind of ID card or something to verify that you've been vaccinated. Other than that, you just kind of take people's word, you know. So.
Well, they'll do that like they did the CDLs. They'll start going out and get CDLs made, you know. There'll be somebody out there doing it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, putting it in the CDL like they did the physical. You know, the physical's tied to your CDL.
Yeah. It'd be out there, people would be making them up, you know, selling them on the black market.
There you go. That's pretty awesome. But, yeah, we were, and then I don't know if you noticed, we got another rainstorm coming up through the south here, so everybody's going to get ready to batten down the hatches again. We're going to need to send some trucks down here to help out.
I ain't coming down there for the next one. I got to put a new bumper on my truck tomorrow where they dug it. Last time I was down there, they run over top of me. I ain't coming back down there again. You guys,
man,
folks come down there, can't drive in the rain.
Oh, no.
Keep running over my truck.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a big flood here about a month or two ago. About 2 months ago, we had a big flood. It was like just in the morning time, the road was flooded. People driving and going on my way home, I just noticed that there's a lot of those plastic bumpers sitting in the middle of the road because people hit the rain, hit that water, that standing water. They hit it too hard, and it took the whole front bumper off. Them little cars. But, yep.
You there yet, Ed?
No, go ahead. What you got?
I can't hardly hear you.
I know. I'm trying to turn it up, but it's hard to hear.
Yeah, Tiff shut hers off, you know, because she thought maybe that was doing it. Now I can't hardly hear you. Just real, real faint. I put it on speaker. I can't even hear you. I mean, it's just real, real light. It's worse than it's ever been. Usually it has been, you know, doing pretty good, but now it's all messed up.
Yeah, I got it turned down. I got it just turned down a lot because of the recorder. I might have to dip into the app here to figure out if I can turn down the recording volume or not. It just doesn't seem like it's recording very, very well. It's like it's, everything's amped up, so I got to keep everything turned down. So I'll have to figure out how to turn that down to where I can turn it back up on the. Another thing I can do is just get my other mic up. Let's see. Hold on a second. If I do that.
Now Facebook Live was working good.
Yeah, it's working good because it's hooked up through the. It's on the soundboard. Hold on a second. Let me see. See what happens if I do this. If I go into here and go into this right here. Can you hear anything at all?
Yeah, just like it was.
Can we do that?
No, I didn't do nothing for it. don't know if he's still there or not. I lost him altogether now.
All right. Ooh, let's see here. That's nothing's going to come through on there. It's all going to come through there. But anywho, yeah, it's putting out a, at least it's going to put out some sound on the call-in show. That way people will be able to hear talking. We're going to, I'm going to dig around here. I might be able to find some, I need a sound device. Maybe hook that speaker up to it, see what we can do. But other than that, let's see what we got. You know what? That's not going to play because it's not hooked up. That's right. That's funny. There we go. So basically right now we're really good on Facebook Live right now. And we're recording for our podcast for our YouTube channel. But other than that, you can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. And we're going to figure some stuff out and maybe hopefully get back on the radio show and call in at 516-387-1733, working on that. But until then, check out one of our great sponsors, and that's LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Great little outfit trucking company out of Denver, Colorado. And we really appreciate their support here at Redneck and Eyes. Where are they at? Oh, here they are. There they are. All right, I found them. Yeah, they, like I said, great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. They got all of your shipping needs with, and if you're a carrier or a driver looking for a good carrier, you know, they got the expedited, the hazmat, and they got cool trailers, newer equipment. That's all a good sign. But give them a call at 720-277-0030. Check them out, ltrtransportation.com. Just hang tight here. Check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate that. And it's Redneck and Eyes Radio, hanging with you. Thank you.
familiar draft the phone. He said, drop that 18-wheeler, boy. You're the king of the road. Said, I'm the king of the road. But them big wheels of rubber got the rubber off my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. I'm a highway junkie man and I need that old white line.
The eagles been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America's future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fools, you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything is in between them is our home. Done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fools, you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again.
That's testing or not. Test 1, 2, test 1, 2. Yep. So we were doing it. We can record really good. Pull all that out. And then we're going to be messing with this here. does. I mean, it's recording really loud. I don't know how to turn that off.